Hi there, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Invasive Insights. I'm Jess, the Education Outreach Coordinator with the Columbia Shoeshop Invasive Species Society. And as always, I'm here with Shane. Hey, Shane.
Hey, Jess. Fall is definitely in the air, and I don't know about you, but this time of year makes me want to get cozy by the fire.
Absolutely. There's nothing quite like gathering around a warm fire as the temperatures drop. But while we're thinking about firewood for those cozy nights, we need to remember how important it is to collect and transport firewood responsibly.
Exactly. Today, we're diving into Buy Local, Burn Local, a campaign focused on how we can protect our forests by being careful about where we get our firewood. It's not just about a cozy fire. It's about preventing the spread of invasive pests.
So Shane, why should people be so careful about where they buy their firewood?
That's a great question. Lots of bugs live in wood. Same with diseases. Invasive insects and diseases can hitch a ride on firewood if we're not careful. When we move wood from one place to another, we risk spreading pests that can devastate local ecosystems. That's why the first key point is buy it local. Always buy firewood at or near your destination to avoid introducing invasive species.
Good to know. And what if someone accidentally brings non-local firewood with them?
Well, if that happens, make sure to burn it completely. Use the non-local firewood first and burn it all the way before you leave. That's what Burn It Local is all about. Don't transport it again, because even if a tiny piece of firewood is left, it can carry invasive species.
And if you've got leftover wood, you don't take it with you, right?
Exactly. Leave it local. If you've got leftover firewood, leave it behind for the next person. That way, you reduce the risk of spreading invasive pests from one area to another and do something kind for someone else.
And this brings us to species we're particularly concerned about here in BC. One of those is emerald ash borer, a shimmering emerald green insect that damages ash trees by feeding on their inner bark, blocking the tree from getting nutrients, and eventually kills it.
That's right. The emerald ash borer can spread through infested firewood, nursery stock, and ash logs. And here's the alarming part. It's already present in 6 provinces across Canada and was recently detected in Vancouver in May of 2024. If it establishes in BC, it could cause widespread environmental and economic damage.
Exactly. It's already killed millions of trees across North America, so it's critical that we prevent its spread. And for our listeners, if you suspect the presence of emerald ash borer, make sure to report it immediately to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency.
Now, another invasive species that we're watching closely, although it's not here yet in BC, is the spotted lanternfly. It's a large, colorful insect native to China, Japan, and Vietnam, and it's causing major problems in other regions.
Yeah, although spotted lanternfly isn't present in BC yet, it's a serious threat. These insects damage host plants by feeding on their sap, and they can affect a wide variety of crops like grapes, apple trees, and walnuts. They're notorious for hitching on vehicles, which is how they spread to new areas. In Pennsylvania, for instance, they've been seen catching ride on freight trains.
That's wild. They're also on BC's Prevent Species list, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're keeping a close eye on them to prevent them from being established here. If you travel to areas where spotted lanternfly is present, like parts of the US, make sure you check your vehicle before returning to BC. These pests can lay their eggs in the fall, and the adults can fly between plants and vehicles throughout the summer.
So the bottom line is, whether it's firewood or your vehicle, be mindful of how these invasive species can spread. And for more information on species like the emerald ash borer or spotted lanternfly, check out our YouTube channel. We've got some great videos featuring our resident entomologist, Nolan Navani.
To keep connected with us, you can also sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. And we're always available for information sessions to schools, communities, and industry groups.
So as you're getting ready for those fall fires, remember, buy local, burn local, and help protect our forests from invasive species.
Thanks for tuning in to
Invasive Insights.
Keep warm, and I'll catch you next time.